Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith-Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are starting a new series on today. And very clearly, I know you guys feel the change in the air because it's a new season. And so it's time to get all comfortable so you can expand your capacity. This is what we're going to be discussing on this week. And I can tell you this right here, that this is so divine. Our word is going to be coming out of the book of Isaiah 43:19. You know, we just finished out an amazing series that you got to grow up to go up. And, you know, but that's going up. But sometimes we got to go wide. It's about expansion. It's about expanding our capacity. And this is going to require some challenge. This is going to require some stretching. This is going to require you being able to realize that you can do much more than what you're doing. I'll tell you something, at the time of the feel of a stretch, it almost feels like that is as far as I can go. But you'll never know all what you can do until you start doing it. And so with this being said, when you're trying to take your spot at the top, or you're trying to expand your business, you're trying to do things you've never done before, you may just be trying to become an entrepreneur and all you've been is an employee all your life, and you're like, I don't think I can do that. Or it's next level, you've been doing things the same way for so many years, and it's time to make some changes so you can expand your capacity, and you think, I don't think I can do that. We're going to take you further than you've ever gone before in your life, in your business. We want to give you the tools on what to do, how to do this. I know for myself, I've been in this place so many times of where you're like, you're doing something and you look back. I can look back right now and say, my God. You guys know I always talk about remaining humble so you never have to be humbled. And I can remember it was not that long ago. You don't want to reminisce to keep you in a rut. You want to reminisce to keep you humble and to help you understand that you can go further and further and further and further than where you are now. And I can still remember so many things that I couldn't do even last month, last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But that's not what we're focused on. We're talking about we can do it now. We got to go to the Lord and we got to ask him. We start talking about expansion because he's a big, big God. There are people, places and things that are still trying to keep you in a box. We're stepping out. We're expanding. I know it's going to be scary for even some people around you, even for yourself. But remember, the Lord does not give us the spirit of fear. Let's go to the Lord today. To the Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. This is the day you made, and we are so joyous and glad that we have another opportunity in the land of the living. Lord God, on today, as your people are seeking your face and not your hand, that we may get to know you more intimately and understand what it is that you really called us to do as we are pursuing great exploits in your name. Let us be mindful of thee at all times. Father God, right now we know that we are looking to expand our capacity. Said you cannot put old wine and new wineskin. So let us shed the skin, shed whatever it is that we've had that's trying to keep us in complacency. We're ready to bust out and go up. Father God, we thank you right now that you are illuminating our minds through your Holy Spirit with the dreams, the ideas. You are making every crooked path straight. You are giving us every technology, every thought, every resource that's needed for us to complete the assignment that you have for us. We're seeing you, oh Father God, that you're exposing and you're removing anything that's trying to hinder your assignment right now in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of fear, doubt. We bind every spirit of shame. We bind the past that is trying to hold your people hostage in place to place. We are moving forward, and we're taking what you have for us by force. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that everywhere we go, you go with us. We are avenging, oh Father God, anything that's holding us back in the places of poverty or not. We are thanking you, oh Father God, for your angels that you've already assigned to us, and we are employing them right now and deploying them to help them to go before us, to cancel the assignment of the enemy, anything that is trying to come up against your assignment right now for us in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. We're acknowledging you, oh Father God, and we know that you're trying to do some new things in us, and we are walking in the new season, but not without you. In this new season, we are putting you first above all things. We're thanking you for the wisdom that you're illuminating our minds with. We're thanking you for the comfort. We're thanking you, oh Father God, even for the challenges. But we're moving forward even though. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray and seal this prayer. And it will never leave the hearts of your people. Amen. All right, guys. So it's going to be extremely, extremely exciting. Extremely exciting. I don't know. Put this on a do not disturb. What happened here? No. Hey. What? Lord. A new season. I don't know. We are in a new season. Now, I don't know what's going on here because I put my phone where it can't ring and I don't know how that rang. So we are rolling into the new season and I want you to be fully prepared. And you say, well, how can I be fully prepared? Because faith, you know, this is the things that's hoped for, but this evidence of things not seen. Like, I don't know what's before me. The best preparation is to align yourself with the word of God and the scriptures that will take you through this new season. It is going to be uncomfortable to expand your capacity. It's going to be uncomfortable. Like you might feel, I don't even know if I can learn anything else. My mind is so full. I'm so over because you are operating in the natural and it's time for us to go into the supernatural. The book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 19 is our scripture for today. And I need you to really meditate on this. You've got to meditate on this, meaning that you've got to take the time out. You guys are moving too fast. We're all about how are we going to get the new title of rank? How are we going to be acknowledged? How are we going to make sure that someone sees me? But we've got to make sure that we do not leave the word of God behind. We don't want you to be playing catch up. We want you to have God walking you into your new season. So Isaiah 43 and 19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Only God can make a road in the wilderness where it's dark and you're not sure how you're going to make it. And rivers in the desert. Only God can do this. I, for the life of me, don't understand why people want to go to God last when it's time for a new season. We got some people out here, we know that in our neck of the woods, seasons are different in different areas, different regions, you know. And I know in our neck of the woods, it's hot. It is, it's not officially summertime, but it feels like summertime. And we know how uncomfortable people are when you're not dressed for the season. If you have on too many layers of clothes in the summertime, it gets hot, it gets uncomfortable. Or you might be trying to roll into the wintertime still, and you still want to wear open-toed shoes, or you still want to wear a tank top. We have got to become more sensitive with the seasons. We have got to become more sensitive with the seasons. This is like weird. I don't know what's happening here. I turned the phone off. Okay. I don't know. This is weird. How do you turn your phone on? How do you turn your phone on? Airplane mode or do not disturb, and it still rings. What's going on? It's on do not disturb and the phone rings. So, but we're not distracted. We're on point here. My apologies. Real life deal here. Some things that you don't know how to do, but you're going to learn how to do. I'm going to learn how to shut this dang on phone out while I'm doing Power Start Your Day. When we start talking about this new season, it's a new season, and it is. And new seasons are going to always make you uncomfortable. It's just like that day when we talk about where it might have said on the calendar that you're in one particular season, but you have that day that doesn't feel like that. We have got to start being more prepared, begin to now learn the skills, learn what you need to know so that you can flow in your new season. Even though you're being stretched, that doesn't mean you have to be stressed out. For many people, you're watching other people's success, and this will become the biggest distraction in your new season. You're figuring out, you're trying to figure out, what can I borrow from someone else's success? What can I hijack from someone else's success so that it can actually, you know, speed up my own? But sometimes you're going to have to slow down to speed up and start focusing on what is it that God is saying I want to do with you in this season. I know for myself, a lot of times, things, I don't know, you probably want to take a note of this, that the times when I start feeling the most uncomfortable in my life and I go back and I look, it'll look like there are specific like times, like whether it's like every 7 years, which is completion. Sometimes God is finishing something up. You're not paying attention to the time because 7 years ago, you were starting something, right? It was the end of something, so it was the beginning of something else. You were paying attention. All you remember was that, you know what, my job just gave me the pink slip, or my kid just started acting crazy, or this thing started happening, but you weren't paying attention to the time. And then you fast forward 7 years later, then now here it is. At the end of that 7 years, you're moving into a brand new season of something new. Something always has to end for something else to begin. People never want to see the ending, but they always want to see the beginning. You want to see the beginning of you walking into the next title, next rate, the next pay raise, the next bank account increase, but you don't want to see anything end for that beginning. Maybe you don't want to stop thinking the way you've been thinking. You've been the negative Nancy, or you've been the doubting David for so long, and you don't want to stop that. but you are hindering a new season. You think that you need everybody who was in the old season in your new season, forgetting that the first person you need to consult with is God and say, are they going with me? Ask him. Don't be afraid of the answer, because if you can hear the answer, that means he's already gone before you. He's already gone before you. He said, behold, stop what you're doing. Pay attention to what I'm trying to say. Pay attention to what I'm trying to do, because it's a new thing. And now it shall spring forth. The time is now. But do you know it? Do you know that you are in your now season of expansion? If you are in network marketing, your now season is now. Yes, expansion does not have to be at the same capacity as everyone else. But if you are doing what you should be doing on a daily basis in your business, it's always going to be expansion. But according to your ability, according to how much faith you have, which will make the difference of how much work you did, it has a huge impact on your season. We're all on the earth, but living in different worlds. You said, what are you talking about, Nicola? What do you mean, what am I talking about? It's your job. You might hear someone on a cubicle and they're going through hell, and this was the best day of your life. Or it may be the opposite. You're the one that's going through hell and you're watching other people win, and you're working and you're not winning, and it is very uncomfortable. But you're not paying attention to the season. You're not paying attention to the lesson. You're not paying attention to what your next move need to be, because most people, when they are in a heap of manure, all they do is freeze instead of keep moving. All I can tell you in the industry, I don't know much. This is one thing that I know. If you keep moving, you eventually start expanding your mind, your skill, your network. Your network started expanding, and before you know it, you look around and you have all the resources, all the people you need for your next level, but you were not paying attention to the change of season. This is going to be an amazing series that's come in, because I need you guys to start putting a pen on it. Start putting a pen on it. Do you know that yesterday was an amazing day where we honored mothers? And I'm telling you right now, I had an amazing day with my mother, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, my husband, my baby. We had an amazing day. We just hung out. And when I'm looking and I'm saying the seasons are changing, we're looking at our parents, and of course they're aging, the seasons are changing. And then now, while we're walking in the midst of a crowd, I mean, it was so many people down there at the Iron Fest at the end. That's how we ended. We wanted to walk off all that brunch and walk off all the other stuff that we did. We had a ball. And I ran into two people that had been on my mind for a while. And I looked at one of them, and like, I almost thought I saw a ghost, because this one person kept rattling up in my spirit. But when I called her number, obviously the number had changed, and I looked at her, and it was almost like I was seeing, like, is this really this person that I have been thinking, Lord, in the midst of all these people? And she noticed me, and she screamed my name out. And I looked, and I said, O-M. And she began to share with me all what she was going on with and why she had to stop the business. And then now I looked at her and I showed her what she'd been missing. I said, girl, it's your season. And her eyes began to well up. She said, oh, my Lord, I needed to see you so bad. But are you ready to be uncomfortable for your new season? The next person said, hey, I've been watching you. Well, I said, watching? Girl, you know you better get moving. Who would have known? I didn't. They didn't. God did. He said, I'm trying to do a new thing. It ain't that what you've been doing working. It's just time to expand your capacity. Good morning, family. Good morning, family. Good morning, family. My apologies once again. I don't know what's going on. Phone going cray-cray. Good morning. 864 last 47430 is our first caller in here. Good morning. Why don't you guys come on in the queue? Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Curtis Lattimore out of Greenville, South Carolina.
Hey, good morning, Curtis. Good morning. It's your new season. It's the new season. Good morning.
New season it is. I know when your phone was going off, God had dropped in my spirit that Satan was trying to send you some fiery darts, and the fiery darts, they just come to distract you and to get your mind off of what you're doing. And I know if you can get your mind off what you're doing, then he'll try to get our minds off what we're supposed to be doing. And then the next arrow that's going to come is going to be the one that's going to take us out. And we just have to stay on course and fight the good fight of faith and stay right there on Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive, can't get on Pity Parkway or anything like that. You just got to stay on Faith Street.
There we go. There we go. Let me tell you something, Curtis. You know, a lot of us, when we start talking and everything, you know, we have a misalignment. And we don't understand what misalignment is. What I mean by that is certain things that we say out of our mouth, for some reason, our heart can't believe it. We say, well, where does that come from? It comes from the disconnection. And people say, well, I am connected to God. It comes from the level of connection, the level of relationship that you have with God. And if there's any type of misalignment where your mouth is saying yes, but your mind is saying no, or your body is saying no, if anything is in, you're saying yes, but another part of yourself is saying no, it's misalignment, especially if it's aligned with the word of God. If it says that, you know what, God say you win, but you feel like you're losing. We have to go into that deeper relationship. Do you know that for most people, when they're getting uncomfortable and they feel like they're losing, that is your biggest opportunity to win. This has happened to me so often. I know it's not even kind of making any sense. It wouldn't even make any sense to me if I didn't experience it over and over and over. And I think the experience continued to happen because God is saying, can you hear me, little girl? You always come out strong. But it takes this isolation where first you get uncomfortable and then you're like, why am I here? It felt good staying in one place. It felt good being complacent. It felt good, and God said, no, it's time to move. You rested long enough. You had your water, you had your food, you had your fun. It's time to move. If anybody out there identify with that, I need you guys to put a pin on today, because you're about to get uncomfortable. It's going to be all kind of stuff start coming at you. Don't be afraid. All types of things that it looked like is threatening your peace, threatening your growth, don't be afraid. God is trying to do something new. Don't stop it. Don't hinder it. Don't slow it down. Keep moving. Keep moving. We see a few more people came in the queue this morning. Good morning. 480, last 47725. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Jason out of Phoenix, Arizona again. How are you?
Hey, Jason, good morning.
Man, I am so glad that you are again in tune with God, and I have to agree, you know, just about distractions. One thing that I know, like, I don't know if you've heard about the example that was used about being purified as gold. When you're purified as gold, or when they go through the purifying process, what they do is they take the gold, they put it through fire, and then when it comes up, all the impurities come to the top, and they bring it up, but the process is they put it through the fire until all those impurities are gone. And one thing that I do know is that sometimes, just myself, I'm an artist. I'm musically inclined and all kinds of stuff, and I easily give in to emotions. I wear my emotions on my sleeve, as the phrase goes. But one thing that I do know is that every time I start giving in to doubt or to fear or something, you know, the first thing I have to check in my heart and check in my spirit, I have to say, God, you have to help me during this situation. You have to help me move on to the next level. And a lot of times, what I've seen is that sometimes I may lose, it's not even a loss. It's like certain people will just disappear out of my life. But as I'm moving forward, it's like they come back and they're asking me for help. They're asking me for direction. But one thing, when God expands you, he's getting rid of all the impure things and all the impure thoughts and all the impure behaviors so he can move you on to the next level. And that's exactly the place where I am right now. And I thank God in this series this way, because I'm in a point right now where I'm like, God, I need you to give me direction on how to help other people and not be so focused on myself. And every time God always comes through. He'll lead somebody to breathe, and at the next breath of life, I mean, it's just like when you're running a race. You have to get that second wind to make it to the finish line. And that's exactly what God is dropping in my spirit with the beginning of this series. So I thank you for the second wind that you're giving me today.
You are so welcome, Jason. Let me tell you something. I do know about the refining of gold. And I'm going to tell you one thing that people don't pay attention to. It comes out better. It comes out shinier. What you also need to know is that it goes through the fire, but it don't get burnt. It don't get burnt. But when you're in the fire, you just know you're charred. You just know I'm done. And you come out stronger, wiser. God now begins to force you to say, you know what? Listen, did you not see all these other things I showed you? Did you not see all these other opportunities that I showed you that you can finish this assignment? Did you not see the warning signs that these people or this thing or that thing needs to stop? You're leaning on that more than you're leaning on me. I don't want that. I am a jealous God. I am the one that's giving you the ability to gain wealth. I'm the one that gave you the vision for greatness. I am the one. Not those people, places, nor things. Guys, you have a blessed day. This is going to be powerful. I need you to mark today, and let's get moving.